It was justice long overdue for a man one prosecutor calls the real-life Hannibal Lecter. The Golden State Killer was responsible for a two-decade statewide crime spree which left communities terrorized. He burglarized homes, sexually assaulted more than 50 women, and killed 13 people during the 1970s and 80s.
Joseph DeAngelo isn't just the Visalia ransacker, or the East Area rapist, or the Golden State Killer. He is the real-life version of Hannibal Lecter. He is a cruel, intelligent, sadistic serial killer. He is pure sociopath.
That's Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert, who helped spearhead the joint prosecution of the former police officer. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the now 74-year-old man, but DeAngelo agreed to plead guilty to 13 murder counts and 13 felony counts of kidnapping in exchange for a life without the possibility of parole sentence. Ventura County District Attorney Greg Totten says DeAngelo also confessed to a number of his other crimes.
The defendant has now pled guilty to 13 murders, with special circumstances in a number of them, 13 kidnaps for purposes of robbery, and he's additionally admitted his responsibility for 161 crimes involving 48 individual victims and 32 crime scenes.
Over and over, horrific crimes were detailed by prosecutors. The judge would then ask DeAngelo if he would admit to the crime. He would answer in a feeble voice.
Do you admit or deny that, sir?
I admit.
So many people wanted to be on hand for the court hearing, it was moved from a Sacramento courtroom to an auditorium at Cal State Sacramento. It was a tough day for family and friends of the victims as many details of the crimes were recounted.
The only way I can describe it is as if a part of them has died. And I always wondered when talking to those crime victims if they would ever fully recover. For those many years, I also believed that justice delayed is justice denied.
That's Santa Barbara County District Attorney Joyce Dudley.
I know many of them rightfully believed that this day would never come. But today did come, and even though their pain is still raw and their wait was painfully long, most of them are appreciative because they saw justice today.
It was a cold case for decades. The attack stopped in the 1980s, but investigators never gave up. DNA evidence led to the arrest of the Sacramento man in 2018. He was accused of 6 killings on the South Coast. In 1979, Robert Offerman and Deborah Alexandra Manning were shot to death at Offerman's condominium in Goleta. In 1980, DeAngelo killed Lyman and Charlene Smith of Ventura. Then in 1981, Sherry Domingo and Gregory Sanchez were attacked and murdered. They were attacked in Domingo's home, which was just a few blocks away from Offerman's condominium. Prosecutors initially decided to seek the death penalty.
The decision to seek death or seek life without possibility of parole is among the most solemn and difficult responsibilities we bear as elected district attorneys. I'm a supporter of the death penalty. I believe in it. This predator richly deserves the ultimate penalty under California's system of guided discretion.
But Ventura County District Attorney Greg Totten says there were more factors to consider.
I and my colleagues concluded that seeking death did not serve the best interest of the victims. The inevitable delays, the lengthy, perhaps decade-long litigation, and the probability that given his age, the defendant would likely die before his trial and certainly before any execution could be carried out. And for those victims whose crimes fell outside the statute of limitations, they would never have been given an opportunity to see and hear the defendant admit what he did to them.
The prosecutor says they're pleased to be able to bring a resolution to the case, especially for the benefit of the families of those who died and all of the other victims who have been living with this for decades.
I truly believe in my heart of hearts justice was achieved today. But my fervent hope, my prayer, is that it was a good day for the many victims that were so harmed, whose lives were altered, whose lives were taken by this terrible predator.
DeAngelo will be formally sentenced in August. At that time, victims and the families of victims will have the chance to address the man who damaged and destroyed so many lives. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.